Welcome back to Reproduction Studios. I'm your host, Ian Lewis, with my editor,
Zach Grizzard,
and my assistant,
Autumn Berry.
And we have a very special guest here from the book, Fahrenheit 451.
Guy Montag.
Thank you for being here, Guy Montag. How was your day?
Amazing.
Okay, good to hear. All right, let's do the summary of Fahrenheit 451.
Hold on, I am pulling it up.
Okay. All right.
Wait, enjoy the music toy there. All right, here we are.
The summary of Fahrenheit 451 is that Guy Montag lives in a world where owning books is illegal. As a fireman, it is his job to destroy the books he finds. According to him, paper books start to burn at 451 degrees Fahrenheit, hinting the name. After an encounter with his new neighbor, the young and free-thinking Clarice, Montag begins questioning his job. Okay, that was the summary of Fahrenheit 451. Okay, so we'll do some fun questions for the people at home. Alright,
what is your go-to order at your favorite hometown restaurant?
Well, my favorite hometown restaurant is... excuse me. My favorite hometown restaurant is Zaxby's. And my favorite meal to get there is the wings and things.
Okay, well, very interesting.
What do you wish you had known when you started being a fireman?
That we didn't kill people while burning their books and houses.
Okay.
All right, next question. What are you curious about right now?
Curious about why sport, soccer, is a thing. It's literally just people running around kicking a ball.
Yep, I agree. All right, next question.
What is something you have failed at?
Being a good fireman, but I'm kind of glad that I'm not a good fireman because I don't want to burn books.
All right, next question. Is there anything I should have asked you, but I didn't?
No, sir.
Okay, moving on to the
real... To the book. To the book. All right, Ian, you're going to start us off.
Okay. So, how would you describe your neighbor, Clarice?
Just like the summary said, young and free-thinking. But she was also kind of weird, but very interesting.
Okay, thank you. So, next question. Why exactly did your wife leave you?
I think y'all could pitch in on this too. Like, yeah. She left me because of the books. But me personally, I don't think women and men see things as the same way.
Okay. So, next question. Okay. Would anybody else like to ask a question?
I have a question. Why do you think your wife told on you like she did?
Question for you guys. Why do you guys think my wife left me?
Because she thought books were illegal.
Yeah, I'd agree with that. Mm-hmm. All right, so I have a question again. How would you describe that night when you're running away from the mechanical hound?
Scary. There's three for you. Scary, tiring, and... I don't know.
Would you describe it as exhilarating?
Yes. My nerves were rattling.
Okay. Next question. How would you describe your boss, Captain Beatty?
Beatty was a fine man at first. He would always get in your brain in certain ways where other people couldn't. And it was crazy because he would make you believe what he believed by telling you one sentence. It's just crazy, man.
So he was very persuasive.
It wasn't really persuasive. It was just the way that he could connect his brain to yours. It was just, you didn't want him to connect his brain to yours, but he just did it forcefully.
He just did.
I don't know if you guys get that, but.
So, can you describe who Faber is?
He was this old English professor. And he owned many books. And whenever I offered him to keep the Bible for me, he refused to because, you know, old people, the last thing they want to get in is trouble. Or end their lives. Whenever they've had a great life and they just want to keep living it until. So he said no. But he knew that the Bible was the last one, the country. So
was he your partner in
crime?
Yeah. When you were trying to destroy the books.
Or attempt to.
Heck yeah.
Okay. So
he was like a father to me.
Would you describe him also as a friend?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So how do you feel about killing your boss?
Satisfying, yet he was a good mentor, but the way that I think he was one of the people who were brainwashed the most, because at one point people get so brainwashed that they start teaching other people to get brainwashed. They start teaching other people the wrong thing.
Okay.
And that's what he was.
So,
if he wasn't brainwashed, then I would have loved for him to stay alive, but he was brainwashed, so that was the best thing to do.
So is it true that he made you burn your own house down?
Yes. That house was $300,000.
Mm. All right, Alden Berry has a question.
How?
Editor, it's not cheap whenever you make $50,000 a year and your wife is stay at home.
He makes less than that. He makes like $3,000.
Okay.
And that's an exaggeration of the money that I used to make.
Well, okay.
I make $75 now.
So you think you're so good being the editor because you get paid like $200,000 a year.
Okay, well,
sit there and be depressed.
Okay, shut up. Let's go.
Let's start this debate.
All right. No debating right now. Ryan's putting the gum in.
Okay. 3 times the work when you and I only get paid like $10.
Guy.
Yes.
Okay.
Did you retaliate to your boss burning your house? Or better yet, how did you retaliate? If you did.
I didn't retaliate much.
Didn't?
Not much.
Good. Would you say that Captain Beatty was smooth with his actions?
Very. He was so sly and slick and everything. He was like a snake.
So snaky, like a snake.
So, like, he finessed you a lot?
Yes.
Finessing.
How would you describe your wife, Mildred?
Ex-wife.
Woman's dead. Okay.
Kind of thankful.
I heard she had a bomb dropped out of her hotel. I mean, yeah. No, her apartment. She had a bomb dropped out of her apartment.
You're sticking to the same question.
Okay.
Stay there,
beautiful. Yes, she, Mr. Editor, Mr. Grizzard, she did have a bomb dropped on her apartment.
How'd you feel about that?
Because she was my wife, I wasn't happy. I was heartbroken, but.
But kind of at the same time, I mean, you weren't happy.
You were, like, happy
but
that she got your.
She did snitch on you then.
She did snitch on me.
But I mean, she didn't really deserve it.
And like, get your house burned.
No, not like that.
All right. So back to my question: how would you describe Mildred, your wife?
She was nice, very beautiful woman. Almost like my wife now, but not as beautiful. She was very social, emotional, and loud. She was very loud, but also calm.
Okay. So, if I could ask you to read your alternate ending that you have written.
Do you think I should tell you it? How about this? I'll give you a snippet of it. I'm publishing it in 6 months.
Okay.
No, I don't like that one.
Here is a snippet. Boom. Boom, boom. A sound that seemed to shatter millions of eardrums. A sound that could have made all 7 billion people on this earth deaf rolled right across the city Guy Montag lived in. The city seemed to be silent. But all of a sudden, no movement was being made. Nothing but the wind and the river tides across the ears of the people simultaneously. The city was in shambles, but didn't realize it. Nobody knew what to do. Even the animals were at crossroads with the situation. As time went by, chaos went up like fire flames. People were definitely acting like chickens with their heads cut off.
It's pretty good, right?
Thank you very much.
Oh.
So
I think that deserves a round of applause.
Yeah, sounds like something that I would actually like.
So, if
it's not as,
if you could reiterate that, what were you trying to mean right there? Were you trying to mean that everybody just went crazy because there was no government left in that city?
Well, there was government left, but people were so, they were so startled. Sorry. Hey.
All right, we're good. We're good. Some technical difficulties.
Okay. Well, we didn't. Nobody knew what had happened because the city was so calm. The city was never at war within the city.
Yeah.
It was always a safe place that everyone could call home. But whenever they heard these sounds within the city, it just turned into chaos because no one knew what was happening. No one had ever experienced it before. It was just crazy.
Well, that's it for this episode of Ree Studios Production. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next week.